Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. If you're seeking clarity, inspiration, or practical tips, this podcast is designed to help you unlock your fullest potential and live a life you love. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. Welcome back to Ease and Abundance. And today I have a bit of a vulnerable share. I got laid off. Yep. Earlier this month, I got laid off. If you're new to me, I'll give you a quick overview. So I've been working in corporate marketing for over 11 years now, and I made a big move out of the financial services industry into a whole new industry, still in marketing, and my coaching was a side hustle. But I really do love marketing specifically for service-based businesses. But here we are, the universe is pushing me in another direction. So yeah, I got laid off. And I have to say, even though I was really shocked at first, I think my face was frozen in this half smile while internally I was thinking, what the actual fuck? But you know that deep sadness you feel sometimes when something major happens? I didn't feel that. It was all part of restructuring, so my role doesn't exist anymore. And it's all, you know, very positive. We parted very positive. Still, I felt almost nothing. Maybe just a bit of excitement later in the day, although I was too scared to admit that to anyone. If this had happened 5 years ago, or even 3 years ago, it would have broken me. Is it ideal? Nope. Right before Christmas? Was I prepared? Nope. Definitely caught off guard. But the difference now, and I've said this before, but it's so true, I know after doing the inner work that not only will I get through anything, I'll get through this and I will thrive. I truly believe this isn't a setback, 1,000%. It's an opportunity. And this is my personal experience. A loss of a job can be an incredibly difficult life change that has a huge ripple effect, not just the ones who lost their jobs, but everyone around them. And if anyone is also dealing with this, feel what you need to feel. Did I lay on the couch all day the next day, napped all morning, and watched true crime all afternoon? Abso-fucking-lutely. Will I do that again next week if I want to? Really focusing on resilience and building an unshakable mindset have brought me to this point. And honestly, I believe this is the universe giving me more than just a gentle nudge to pursue my true soul's desire, getting out on my own and aligning with the emotions I want to achieve, aka manifesting what it is that I want. I'm sharing this because I think transparency is so important. And I know others are going through layoffs and loss of jobs, significant life events. So I think sharing my experience now is the perfect opportunity to talk about the law of polarity. Before we dive into that, though, let's explore the hero's journey and why it's such a powerful tool on your own path. So the hero's journey was created by an American professor, Joseph Campbell. He created what he called the monomyth, or the hero's journey, the universal story structure. So this monomyth resonates with people on a deep emotional level. Campbell's work has since inspired countless creators, including George Lucas, who used the hero's journey as a foundation for Star Wars. He studied myths and stories from cultures all over the world and over history and discovered a common pattern in how humans tell stories of transformation and growth. The hero's journey is one of the most powerful frameworks for understanding our own personal growth and transformation. It serves as a valuable tool to help us recognize when we are undergoing profound change or stepping into the next version of ourselves. So let's break it down. The hero's journey is you. It's me. It's anyone embarking on a journey of change, challenge, or growth. The hero doesn't start as someone extraordinary. They begin as a regular, ordinary person, just like you and me. And what makes them a hero isn't that they're fearless or flawless. It's that they answer the call to step into the unknown, even when they're scared or unsure. The hero's journey is divided into stages, and there are many different versions. So today, we're just going to talk about a few of the key steps. So the call to adventure, something disrupts the status quo, a challenge, an opportunity, or a loss. This is the moment the universe whispers, it's time to grow. And then the refusal of the call. That's when fear kicks in. You might hesitate, question your abilities, or kind of stick to your comfort zone. Then, when the student is ready, the mentor appears. In this stage of the hero's journey, the hero becomes open to the guidance and wisdom of a mentor, someone who truly understands them and provides the support, insight, and confidence needed to face their fears and step into the unknown. Mentors can take many forms. Someone you trust, a book, a podcast that speaks to you. This reminds me of a moment when I truly understood this concept. You know when you hear the same advice over and over, but it doesn't click until the right person delivers it at the right moment? For me, that moment came with this quote, and I think this is how it goes. When you change the way you look at things, things change. I have heard this so many times before, but one day I finally let it in. I started changing my perspective of a situation that had been a huge challenge working with someone who was incredibly difficult. This was years ago. When I chose to view things differently and began setting boundaries, everything changed. What had seemed like a major issue became manageable and even empowering. So that's the power of a mentor or timely insight. It helps you see the world differently. And in doing so, it equips you to take the next step on your journey. The next stage we'll talk about is crossing the threshold. Eventually, you step into the unknown. Maybe you're pushed, maybe you leap, but either way, this is where growth begins. And then the messy middle, the challenges, you face obstacles, doubts, and setbacks, but through this, you learn, you adapt, and you grow. And then the transformation is where you start to become who you're meant to be. You gain wisdom, strength, and clarity. And then finally, you bring your new knowledge and growth back to the ordinary world. But you're not the same person you were. You've evolved, and now you can use what you've learned to help others or embark on a brand new journey. Why is the hero's journey so important? Why am I talking about this? Because it helps us understand that struggle and setbacks aren't signs of failure. They're part of the process. It shows us that every challenge has a purpose, every obstacle a lesson, and every setback an opportunity for growth. You don't need to have it all figured out. The hero never does at the beginning. It's about taking one step at a time, trusting the process, and knowing that every stage of the journey matters. Okay, so now that we've explored the hero's journey and how it mirrors the cycles of transformation in our own lives, let's talk about the key concept that often comes into play during these challenging times, the law of polarity. The law of polarity teaches us that everything in life exists in duality, light and dark, joy and pain, success and failure. It's the idea that you can't have one without the other, and more importantly, that one often creates space for the other to exist. So why is this so important in self-development? Because when we face struggles or setbacks, it's easy to feel stuck or defeated. The law of polarity reminds us that every obstacle carries within it the seeds of its opposite. Struggle brings the opportunity for strength. Loss brings clarity about what truly matters. When you understand this, you can start to view challenges differently, not as roadblocks, but as stepping stones. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to grow through what you go through. Okay, let's talk about breakups. Oof, I know nobody likes them. At first, the pain can feel like it's the end of the world and you swear you'll never be happy again. But over time, something incredible starts to happen. You begin to rediscover yourself. You connect with your independence and you focus on your own growth and get clear on what you want and what you need in a partner moving forward. And these qualities should become non-negotiables. How many times have you known deep down that you're settling? It's like the old saying, when one door closes, another opens. But it's not about someone new walking into your life. It's about the new you that's walking into the world. Stronger, clearer, and ready for something better or someone better for you. Let's talk about losing a job. Losing a job can feel like a major setback, like you've been knocked down hard, and the uncertainty can be really overwhelming. But here's the thing, as time passes, you start exploring new opportunities, and sometimes that job you thought was the one wasn't actually the right fit. As you look around, you find roles that align more with your values, or maybe you decide that the perfect opportunity is creating your own path, entrepreneurship. What felt like a failure at first, it wasn't. It was just life pushing you towards something bigger and better, and when one door closes, another opens, often to something you didn't even know was out there. And then here's a good example, not getting the job you really wanted. You know the one, the job that felt like a perfect fit. Maybe you were already imagining yourself there, picturing all the successes. But then, nope, rejection hits. Ouch, and that disappointment is real. But here's the thing, that no might just be the best thing that ever happened to you. Maybe that job wasn't as perfect as you thought. Maybe it wasn't aligned with your bigger goals, or maybe there's an even better opportunity waiting around the corner. Sometimes you have to miss the mark to find the target that's truly meant for you. Here's another example. Ending a toxic friendship. Friendships we once thought were meant to last start to drain us, and cutting ties with someone you once considered a really close friend can feel like a huge loss. I've been there. However, this could be a pivotal moment for personal growth. Removing negative influences from your life clears space for healthier, more supportive relationships. And it also helps you develop stronger boundaries and teaches you the value of surrounding yourself with people who truly lift you up. You are who you eat with. That's a bit of a tongue twister. Shout out to Catherine Toop, who said that. What starts as a painful breakup can end up teaching you more about your needs and relationships and friendships and your own self-worth. Oh, I have one more example. Sometimes we find ourselves desperately wanting something, a promotion, a relationship, a personal goal, but despite our best intentions, we end up sabotaging our chances. Maybe we procrastinate, doubt ourselves, or even push people away. We don't accept help. And at the time, it feels like we're failing ourselves. But in reality, this behavior often stems from deeper fears or limiting beliefs. The key here is realizing that self-sabotage is not the end. It's an opportunity to confront what's holding us back. This realization can lead to a powerful shift in self-awareness. By identifying the root causes of our self-sabotage, we can begin to break free from those patterns. So working with a coach or a therapist or journaling, with time and reflection, we can change the way we approach our goals, overcoming the inner obstacles that once held us back. What initially seemed like failure is often the first step towards healing, growth, and ultimately achieving what it is that we truly want. Okay, so as we wrap up today's episode, I want you to remember the journey that you're on. No matter how uncertain, difficult, or painful it may seem, has a purpose. You are the hero in your own story, and it's through navigating these obstacles that you find true strength and clarity. The next step of your journey might just be the breakthrough you've been waiting for. And once again, we're not spiritually bypassing. Feel the feelings. As Robert Frost says, the only way out is through. I'll leave you with this to reflect on if it feels good to do so. Where are you hesitating to take the leap? And what is the next best step for you to take to close the gap from where you are now to where you want to be? All right, so much love for all of you. Talk soon. And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual, and your path is your own.